Namings: Keithley. Bertha Bright's childhood love was Keith Lee. Bertha, only child, was heiress to fortune, to breathe sharp in Lang Eye's fortune. Keith grew proud and left the Pennines for ambition, so he'd return to Bertha all pride and rich desire. Despite the decades, Bertha refused all doubt of him, spurning the assertive hands of vagabonds, awaiting Keith, her Decius. But he did not return. She died alone, unmarried. This sad story so inspired the ladies of Dullaly, they named their town for Bertha's love. That's the official line. Actually, Keith eloped a Swedish royal, and not just any royal, but the Swedish king himself. They hid in Malmö suburbs. Keith, professional man, a duck inspector. The king, living his transvestite dream, scatty wife. The neighbours had grasping eyes, for the king overacted his bimbo avatar, forgetting to remove his eye-draw crown when doorstep kissing Keith goodbye. The Swedish state found their missing king. Keith was banished to the empires beyond, to Siberia, where he died of a broken promise. Of course Bertha knew Keith was gay. She also knew heiresses handed fortunes over to husbands.